Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, and welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to talk to you why I think residential pool care is still much better than doing commercial pools. If you're thinking about jumping into the pool service industry, or if you're here already and you're thinking about taking on commercial pools, I'm going to go over some of the benefits of residential pools versus some of the drawbacks with commercial pools for you here. Pool Service Pro, open a Leslie's wholesale account today and receive wholesale pricing on products you use every day. Leslie's Pool Supply offers convenient locations that are open 7 days a week. Another great benefit of opening a Leslie's wholesale account is Leslie's referral program. Get referred to a customer looking for weekly pool service. Save time and money and grow your pool service route and become a Leslie's Pro. I will say this, that if you do want to do commercial pools, it can be very lucrative and you can make a lot of money doing them. I don't think you can mix commercial and residential pools on a pool route effectively, however. So if you're going to do commercial pools, I think you should stick with only commercial pools and not really dabble in residential pool care. And if you're doing residential pools, I think taking on one or two commercial pools may really not be worth it. And I'll go over that in more detail here. I remember I mentioned this before that I ran into someone at the Western Pool and Spa Show, I would say about 4 or 5 years ago now. And I was just talking to him while we're waiting for the exhibit hall to open. And he worked for a company in San Diego that only did commercial accounts, and they only did specifically HOA accounts. They didn't do any apartments, any hotels, motels. They only did HOA complexes, and that's all they did. And it was really effective, and they had, you know, multiple employees and multiple accounts, and they did most of the HOAs in the area, in this particular area in San Diego. And I think that's a great business model. First of all, I would say that doing HOA pools is a lot like doing residential pools, and the fact that everyone in that complex kind of has some skin in the game. They own that pool through the common area that they pay their HOA fees for. So they're going to keep it up better. They're not going to abuse it. They're not going to leave the gate propped open for everyone to use the pool. And they're going to really care how the pool looks. And I think that's one advantage with the HOA. The other advantage is that HOAs have a specific budget and they have a specific time frame to pay their vendors. And so if you're doing an HOA pool, I can almost guarantee you, because I'm the president of my HOA, that you're going to get your payment on time every month without problems. If you have a repair that needs to be approved, chances are it's going to be approved no problem if the board is working correctly to maintain the common area. And I think this is one exception to commercial pools. And so I think this particular business model that this gentleman worked for this company was very successful, because HOAs are the best commercial pools. And if you just focus on it, you can really do well with commercial pools if you focus on only commercial pools and no residential pools. So there are a few things you need to have set up when you're going to do commercial pool service. The first thing is you have to be certified. So when I was doing commercial pools, I was CPO certified. And this is a course you take to be certified to be able to do commercial pools. The health department in your area will want to see your certification if you're going to do commercial pools. And this is something that you could take courses. They have them online now. At the pool shows is a great place to take your CPO course. Now, you're not going to learn a lot about, you know, how to run a pool business or how to operate your business, but you're going to know a lot about, you know, the regulations with commercial pools, things that you need to know for the health department so that if you run into a problem, you are going to know how to address it. So the CPO course is important and critical for that. Now, if you don't want to take the CPO course, you can still do commercial pools. You'll have to be certified by the county that you live in. Typically, you won't need to do both. I haven't heard of anywhere where they're asking you to be certified by the county and also CPO certified. But if you live in LA County and you didn't want to take the CPO, you can certainly get certified by the county to do commercial accounts. I think the test is probably harder than the CPO test, as far as I've heard. I haven't taken it, I did see the LA County one time at the pool show, the Western Pool and Spa show. They had a booth set up and they had nobody coming by their booth. I don't know if people were afraid of the, you know, LA County Health Department or what was the problem, but they weren't getting a lot of traction at their booth that year. But you can definitely be certified by your county to do commercial pools. You also want to make sure you have the right liability insurance in place for commercial pools. So in most cases, they're going to want you to have a $4 million total policy with $2 million per occurrence. And they're going to want to see, they're going to want a certificate of your insurance or be added as someone on your insurance. And again, you're going to need $2 million per occurrence and $4 million total in order to land a lot of commercial accounts. And if you're bidding, you definitely want to have this information for the management company so they can see that you're insured, you have general liability insurance of that level. Now, if you have employees going there, some management companies would want to see your workman's comp policy. Most of the HOA communities probably don't really look at that, but there may be some management companies that would want to see that the employee has work, you have workman's comp for your employee. So these are important factors, because if they get hurt at their at that property and you don't have workers' comp, then that employee may be able to take a claim against the the pool they got hurt at because they don't have workers' comp. So these are all important factors when you're going to do commercial pools, and you want to have these things in place before you even start bidding. And since I mentioned bidding a commercial pool, here's where a lot of problems happen. And this is why sometimes if you're not familiar with commercial accounts and you're trying to break into the commercial account area or arena, you may not bid the pool correctly because there's a lot of factors to think about. I have some podcasts on bidding a commercial pool, and there's, you know, the basic formula that I use, and I'll go over it briefly here, is that you take your 15,000 gallon pool that you would normally charge for your monthly rate. Let's just keep it simple. Let's say that you're in an area where that 15,000 gallon pool is $150 a month. And so you're charging $150 a month to maintain that residential pool, and the customer is paying for tablets, anything else above the maintenance dose of chlorine and acid. And, you know, this may be low again in some areas. I'm just using this as a simple example. And let's say that you have a commercial pool that you're bidding on and it's 45,000 gallons. And you don't really know how much to bid for this thing because you've never done a pool this size before. Well, the simple math is that you take your 15,000 gallon pool rate, which is $150 a month, and if it's 45,000 gallons, you're going to times that by 3. And so that commercial pool, you're going to charge them $450 for a one-time a week visit. However, you're not going to go buy that commercial pool one time a week. In most cases in the summer, you're going to go buy that pool 3 times a week. So what does that equal? Well, that means that you're going to charge that company or the management company or the hotel or motel or HOA, you're going to charge them $450 for one time. You're going to charge them $900 for twice a week service. And then you're going to charge them $1,350 for 3 times a week service on that commercial pool. Then you're going to add in a little headache factor, because commercial pools can be a real headache. I remember back in the day I was doing this apartment complex, and the pool was in the center of the complex. It was surrounded by these 3-story or 4-story apartments, and you know, everyone looked at the pool all day long. It was in the center of the complex, and they killed this pool. I mean, there was no time I went to this pool. I can't recall ever going to this pool where the water wasn't cloudy. The health department was really lenient with me. They didn't close the pool down. They were really easygoing because I can never get this pool clear no matter what I did in the summertime. And this is what I call the headache factor. You'll find kids swimming in the diapers with diapers in the water. You'll find people swimming, you know, propping the gate open and having their friends come in from the surrounding neighborhood. So the $1,350 is just the basic labor charge. Then you want to add a headache factor depending on, you know, the pool and how much use it gets. And this could be anywhere from $150 to $300, or sometimes even more, depending on how much headache factor you're dealing with here. And then I didn't mention this, and I'm going to mention this because a lot of people make this mistake. They'll bid this pool $1,350 for 3 visits. They'll add a headache factor, let's say $150. So they're charging $1,500 for this pool. And it seems like they're making a lot of money. you know, $1,500 a month maintaining this pool three times a week, but they forget to add chemicals separate. And if you don't charge for the chemicals separate at a retail price, you're actually going to lose money on these commercial pools. And believe me, if you're charging $1,500 a month three times a week on a commercial pool and you're not charging extra for the chemicals, and let's say you're using, you know, $80 to $100 a week on chlorine trying to maintain this pool and keep it clear because they're just killing it. It's one of those pools that I mentioned where I was servicing. It was surrounded by all the apartments and are just staring at the pool 24/7, waiting for it to open up in the morning and then using it all night long. If you're spending, let's say, $100 a week on chemicals, and it's $400 a month right there, and if you're charging $1,500 for this pool, you're only netting $1,100 on a good month. So if I just divide the month by 12 visits, and I know that there's some factors, there's some extra days here and there, but let's just say you divide that $1,100 by 12 visits that month, you're only getting $90 roughly each visit, which is not enough actually for this size pool and for the headache. Again, it's a 45,000 gallon pool, and you're just getting $90 for doing this pool, and you may be there for an hour and a half. So unless you charge for the chemicals extra in a commercial account, you're actually going to be losing money. So keep that in mind when you're bidding, that you're going to multiply what your rate would be for the typical size pool and just easily multiply it into this commercial pool size. And if they don't take your bid, it's not worth it, because you don't want to go down, because you can do residential pools that are smaller and easier and make the same money or more money. So the only reason you want to take a commercial pool is if you're going to make good money doing that, because of the added work of the headache factor. And one thing I didn't mention yet is the health department. Now, sometimes the health department is good, sometimes they're not good, and it just depends on the actual inspector of the accounts. I mentioned when I was doing commercial accounts, they were really lenient. I didn't have any problems. I've only had maybe one or two times where they closed the pool down. And this was when I was doing a mobile home park for a senior complex, and I was just having so much trouble keeping the pH in the spa from getting down too low. They were just using this too much, and they closed the spa on a couple occasions. Not a big deal. Once I got the pH up, they came back and reopened it. But it wasn't anything that, you know, I didn't like the fact they closed it for sure, but it wasn't anything major. But I've heard many other people that when they have these commercial accounts and the health department is not friendly, they give you nothing but headaches and trouble closing the pool down for little things, really hassling you. So this is another factor that you have to be aware of. And you have to have the right personality to deal with the bureaucracy of the health department. If you can't handle a tough inspector or someone criticizing how you're maintaining the pool, or if you're an argumentative type person, then commercial pools definitely are not for you, because you have to be really nice to the health department and you have to kind of put your feelings on the side and treat them with respect, and you're going to have to cater to them because they're in control of your account and they can shut you down and you can lose that account. So you have to have the right personality to deal with the health department to begin with. So that's another factor that you need to realize, is that you're dealing with more than just the pool and the management company. And then I should touch on the management company of maybe, you know, the apartment or hotel or, you know, resort. You have to also be able to deal with the management company at the same time. And you may find that they're tough. They don't pay on time. They may question what you're doing or a repair that you're wanting the bill for. And you have to have the right personality to handle that also. I guess the best way to put it is, think of the worst customer on your residential route right now. Maybe the toughest customer, the pickiest customer, someone who's always questioning, you know, did you clean the pool? Were you here? You know, and things like that. Or they see a leaf and they call you because, you know, they feel like you didn't do a good job. Think of that customer, and then think if you can deal with that customer on a weekly basis, on a monthly basis, with all that income riding on it, you know, the $1,500 a month plus the chemicals at retail price, and you're dealing with this customer all the time. Can you handle that kind of customer with that much money riding on one account? And if you can't, then you're probably not cut out to deal with commercial pools, to deal with the management companies, to deal with the health department. And I would say stay away, because you're just not the right person to do that. There's nothing wrong with that. Everyone's wired differently. You may have a short fuse and someone questions what you're doing. And that's just you. And, you know, you may not be, you know, cut out to do commercial pools, and that's perfectly fine. There's plenty of people that can handle them and that do them, and it's just not right for you at this time. And another factor is, can you afford to lose that commercial account? I mentioned that someone's in control of a large chunk of your income, and if you had that commercial pool and you're making $1,500 a month on that pool, and you know, you lose that account, if you multiply that over a year, that's $18,000. Now, can you afford to lose $18,000 worth of your income on one pool? That would be, let me see, if you had $18,000 worth of pools and you lose those accounts, let me see how many that would be. You'd have to lose 10 residential pools in that year to lose that kind of money. And can you lose 10 residential pools in a year? You may, but not all at once in taking a big hit like that. But you're also going to gain residential customers also. And gaining commercial accounts is not as easy as gaining residential accounts. So if you can't afford to lose that $1,500 a month or $18,000 a year on one single account, now if you had two of these accounts and you're making $3,000 a month, and you lost both of them, that would be pretty devastating to anyone's business. So definitely, if you're mixing residential and commercial, you have to be aware that if you do lose that commercial account, there's a big chunk of money gone, and you'd have to really scramble to add 10 residential accounts to your route. And you can do it, and you'd have the time to do it with the extra, you know, 5 hours a week, but you can't add 10 accounts instantly to your pool route. So be aware of that. Now, if you're just doing commercial service and you have multiple commercial accounts and you lose one, chances are you can float it and you can maybe get another one pretty quickly or get a bid for another one. And it's not as detrimental because you have a lot of money coming in. I mean, if you maintain 12 commercial accounts, that's a substantial amount of money. And losing one of them doesn't hurt as much as if you're doing 40 residential pools and you have this one commercial account. Losing that is, you know, 1/4 of the income basically you're getting that month. And since I'm talking about getting more accounts, I think it's much easier again to get residential accounts. And if you lose one or two residential accounts, it doesn't really affect your business dramatically. If you lose one commercial account, it can affect it very dramatically. So I think residential has the advantage of you can add, you know, two or three accounts every week in the summer. If you advertise and market yourself well, you can definitely add that no problem. And I think one of the things that you're going to have a problem with is if you have two or three commercial accounts and you have 60 residential, you're going to have trouble when you lose one of those to fill that gap of income. And besides that, I mentioned the time it takes at a commercial pool, and it's not an exaggeration that you're going to spend a lot more time there for the headache factor. You have to log the results. Sometimes the pool is just really messy, has a, you know, huge amount of usage. And, you know, if you have residential pools and no one's using them hardly, maybe you have, you know, 80 pools and only 10% of those are being used every week, then the rest are really easy to maintain. You may have even 20% that never get used. And this makes your life a lot easier because with a commercial pool, they're going to be calling you back for all kinds of problems. The health department may show up and something in the report needs you to come back and address it. You may have a problem with, you know, something with the pool. Someone may have been swimming in the pool and someone called and reported them. They maybe had open sores or something, you know, or a diaper was in the pool and you have to take care of, you know, feces or whatever. These are all things you don't really have to deal with residential pools. So the headache factor is something that you really have to consider and really sit down and think about long and hard. Do you want to deal with the health department? Do you want to deal with management companies that will maybe pay you on time, maybe not, maybe approve a repair that's going to really make a difference with the pool? And this is something I hear a lot of when you're dealing with like a fixed income type company where they don't really have any kind of fund for repairs. Maybe you're taking care of an apartment complex and they have only a certain amount of money for the pool service and the motor burns out. Getting that approved and okayed may take 2 or 3 weeks, and this could cause the pool to turn on you, cause all kinds of problems. And this is a situation you don't want to really be part of. Now, if you had a residential customer that didn't want to get a motor repaired and the pool was turning, you can just drop that account and it doesn't really cost you that much. But you couldn't drop an account where it's paying you $1,500 a month and you have to deal with the headache of having to get repairs approved. And that's, again, why HOAs are so much superior, because if the motor stops on the pool and the pool starts turning. You're going to have 50 phone calls coming into the association wondering why the pool's not running, and they'll address that problem right away and fix it. As long as the association is not bankrupt or broke, they're going to get that working so that the people that are paying their HOA fees feel like the management company is doing something for them. Because after all, you are partially the owner of that pool and you would want it to be fixed as soon as possible. And so I really think residential pools are easier. You don't have to worry about the health department. You don't have to worry about all your money in one basket, so to speak, or the headache factor. You may have some residential pools that are heavily used, but nothing in comparison to a commercial account that's being used constantly all day long, all night long, and all weekend long. So this is something just to consider. And there may be other factors that you want to consider along with that. You know, the size of the pool may not be something that you feel like you can handle. The equipment room may be something overwhelming that, you know, they have two or three pumps, two or three skimmers. They have multiple sand filters or multiple D filters. You may not want to deal with such a large equipment pad. I had one member of my group send me a picture of this commercial pool that they thought about bidding on. And I saw the equipment and I was thinking to myself, I probably couldn't handle it even myself with all the experience they've had with commercial pools. Because to me, you know, some of these commercial equipment pads are just overwhelming. There's so many different things going on. And even with all the years of experience dealing with commercial accounts, sometimes looking at just a photo of one of these is overwhelming. I'm sure I could probably do it, but do I want to use that much mental power just to figure out how the equipment pad is so I can turn off a skimmer so I can vacuum the pool? I don't think so. I'd rather do 4 small residential pools in that hour and a half than 1 commercial pool where I have to use all my brain power to figure out how this, you know, what I do with this valve here in the equipment room and how am I going to clean this filter. You know, to me, the hassle factor, the headache factor is what I call it, is just not worth it for me. And that's one reason why I don't do commercial pools anymore. I did my run. I did commercial pools for about 2 or 3 years. And I can tell you that it was just too much work for me. And I didn't really want to deal with, not that I couldn't deal with it, but I didn't want to deal with the health department or management companies. I'd rather just deal with regular homeowners that pay me, that I can have a conversation with. And I can enjoy my day and not worry about getting a phone call that there's a dirty diaper floating in the pool. And if you're looking for other podcasts that I recorded, you can go to my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. On the banner, click on the podcast icon. That'll take you to a drop-down menu of other podcasts I recorded. With over 1,100 podcasts, there's definitely something there for you to listen to. And if you're interested in the coaching program, you can learn more at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Yeah! Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.